My name is Joe Curry, and welcome to Davin's Den Scams the Scammers. Millions of people fall prey to internet scammers every year. Among those are romance scammers who promise relationships and love, but instead take their money, their heart, and sometimes their life. These scammers have contacted Davin, Pip, and myself for the same reasons, but we scam them back. So join us for Davin's Den Scams the Scammers.
In this next Davin's Den Scams the Scammers, Davin and his scammer Belinda continue to discuss the proposed video chat that they would like to have with each other. Will it happen? Listen and enjoy.
She goes, "Ishmael is my cousin." I go, "That's not what you told me." She goes, "So what did I tell you? Please, I don't have my notes."
Oh, wow.
She goes, "So what did I tell you?" I go, "You can't even keep your lie straight. Seriously, what type of relationship can we have? Every time I feel like maybe this can beat the odds and work, I hit one of these roadblocks."
What'd she say?
She goes, "Don't get you. What did I tell you? It's not lies." I go, "Apparently it is. You told me he was your friend." "Well, he is not. He's my cousin. I told him you wanted to see, and he's working on it. He has promised to get me a computer so he can video chat from my room. It was a surprise, but I guess I have to tell you now." Nice cover. Nice, nicely played,
you know,
Belinda.
What? And now she turned it around and it's like, "You dick, I was trying to surprise you, but now you have to know all about Israel."
Which again makes you think, woman.
Well, yes, true. By the way, Joe says, "Don't piss her off. She'll turn you into a dog, and the show will be called Davin's Dog Pound."
You know what? If it's better for marketing, I got no problem.
How many shows
have a talking dog? Come on now, really. Woof, woof. Anyway, it's working. The juju.
Stop. Tom says,
"The juju is working on the juju.
Stop sniffing my butt."
I'm sorry. I can't help it. It smells like Motel 6.
Or my coworker.
Exactly. All right. So I go, "This is so far from what you told me only a few months ago. I really do have doubts now." She goes, "Okay, what kind of doubts do you have? Maybe they will be gone when we chat, because I will let you see him. Also, to put your doubts to rest."
Oh.
I go, "Yes, a live chat might be what it takes."
Yeah.
"I have no idea what is real with you, apparently. Will this be a real live chat or some type of sham where a guy is feeding you lines out of camera sight?"
I was just going to bring that up.
Okay, now let's recap for the audience.
Yes.
The reason I say this is because on this show, we played, when I was in Pennsylvania, I had a phone call with my lovely girlfriend.
Yes.
And I was talking to her and recording, because I'm always working for you people.
Smart.
So I'm talking to Agnes/Belinda, and she's saying things, and in the background, you can hear a dude feed her every single line. She couldn't answer anything until this dude said something to her.
Like, yes, no, yeah, questions.
This is stuff she should know.
Yeah, she should absolutely have known. And you could hear it clearly.
Now, unless, and as we know, the men run things there.
Mm-hmm.
So if this is part of the scam, maybe she doesn't have permission. It's either she's just brought in late,
mm-hmm.
and so she doesn't know the backstory.
Right.
You know, she didn't get the crib notes on IBS.
Right.
Or he's in charge, the boss is there. So that's what this little dig of mine is alluding to. Because I still have not told her that I know, and I've given her every ample opportunity
to
tell me this.
Yeah, no, when she started coming clean, you led her down this path towards, "Do you know anything about this?" And she's like, "No, I don't know what you're talking about."
Right. She goes, "This will be a real chat." Okay, I go, "I have done a lot of research. If you're real, then great. If I detect BS, well, then I just don't know."
Mm.
Now, remember, within the past week or so, I started to make it sound like I was a little hipper to it.
Yeah.
I'm almost creating this thing where I'm starting to investigate scammers.
Yep.
But it's right under my nose, and I just don't see it because I'm in love with this girl.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm starting to find out about this culture. I'm just starting to plant the little seeds of this.
That maybe you're hipper than she thinks you are.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Put a little doubt in the head. She goes, "Okay, if we do this video chat and you still have doubts, then I guess we would have to call it quits then."
Mm-hmm.
I go, "If you are real and authentic, then I will have no doubts."
Yes.
"If you are the girl in the picture who can have a conversation and not wait for some piece of crap guy who's a lowlife feeding her lines, then we will be great."
Oh, God.
"If there's somebody feeding lines, I will know. I will call you on it. I pray this is not the case." So now, I don't know if I'm talking to the dude or the girl, but I am passively, aggressively calling this person a piece of crap.
Yes.
And this is not the first time I've expressed my disgust at scammers and gone ballistic on
them. Oh, no, absolutely.
But never directly. My beloved.
No, it's nice passive aggressive way around it.
Yeah,
thank you.
Because she's above this.
Yeah, but
she's just a victim of circumstance.
But as soon as he said that, well, she said that she was going to have a chat with you and Ishmael was going to be the one helping her, I was like, oh, how I would love to see a video chat and you can hear him feeding her the lines. Oh, that would be great.
Now, again, it's a very male-dominated culture, so it's not out of the ordinary where she wouldn't be allowed to be accompanied by herself, where she'd have to be accompanied.
True.
So, all right. She goes, it won't be. I go, good. In the past, it was. She goes, you there? She goes, yes. Okay. I go, you just got quiet all of a sudden. She goes, it's okay. I go, what is okay? It's nothing. I'm okay. Talking to the boss.
It's like, well, yeah, what's going on the side?
I go, I am glad of that. I am so upside down with this whole thing. She goes, what whole thing? I go, us. She goes, we will be fine. I go, easy for you to say. You aren't trying to get to know two people. Because yes. I got to know Agnes. That got, like, Etch-a-Sketched erased.
Yeah.
And now I'm trying to get to know
Agata,
Belinda.
Oh, by the way, I'm Belinda. And that son I've been telling you about is a girl.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Her son, because the Julie Love pictures are with the son.
Right.
Now she's got a daughter, Kasha.
Yeah.
Just cut off the penis. She goes, two people? I go, yes, the real Belinda and the fake Agnes, complete with fake friends and fake stories. She goes, I thought it was all dead and gone with all Agnes, because remember I said kill the bitch. And, yeah. then I made her take down the Agnes website, where she was actively scamming people.
Yeah, she was still talking to people, and they thought they were in love with her as Agnes on Facebook.
To recap again with that, I had her apologize on her Facebook wall and come clean and say that she was not who she was. And then I contacted those guys and spoke with them. We did this back in December, January.
Yeah.
Yeah. So.
And they were like, what?
Exactly. So again, we already made people hip to the situation back then. I thought so too, but I ask about a friend of yours and it is a lie. So until all the lies are out in the open, it can't be dead. Now can it? You wanted me to send Ishmael money.
Yes.
She goes, yeah, because I was broke and I needed it badly. But it's all in the past now. And that's what she always does. All in the past.
I'm watering into the past.
It happened 5 minutes ago. It's in the past with this broad.
I know.
I go, yes, but who was I sending it to? You told me he was a friend. Do you know why I still entertain this besides love? Now, again, I got to keep on dangling the love thing because I don't want her out yet.
No, because if you're just being a prick and you're always banging.
I'm trying.
I'm sorry. That came out wrong.
I'm certainly trying.
No, if you're just yelling at her all the time going, you're a scammer, prove to me you're not a scammer, she's going to say, you know what? She's going to get fed up and go.
Exactly.
No matter how.
Because she is a human being.
No matter how big of a carrot you're dangling, she would just run. But if you keep saying, no, I love you, and you seem invested.
Yes.
This.
Yes. Oh, I have to play both ends of this.
It's good. It's good.
She goes, why is that? You were sending it directly, indirectly to me. I go, because even though, and I put this in capitals, I know there are still lies out there that you have not come clean with. You either care about me or you are the worst romance scammer ever with terrible timing.
Oh, God.
Why would you tell me before the money was coming, stupid?
For more Davin's Den Scans the Scammers, search for Davin's Den on iHeartRadio.